T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the heart of the Carolinas, challenging the smug, misinformed arrogance of the left.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Vince Coakley program, but we are Vinceless today. And just think of me, I'm kind of like the cold you just can't shake. Like a boomerang and or malaria, I'm back behind the mic. High Point native, proud NC State grad, and former Channel 4 Greenville sports anchor, J.D. Hayworth, just on this side of life and history, imparting what I learned during 6 terms as a member of the Congress of the United States. Don't hold that against me. Still to come this hour, exclusive upstate content when WBT brings on Bill O'Reilly. If you're listening on WORD, you and I will talk about interesting upstate nicknames, Bubba, Bubber, and Pinky. That's ahead in the final quarter hour of the program as WBT goes off at 11:45 into Bill O'Reilly land. And, of course, it's Rush Limbaugh following the news at noon on both of these same stations. Also coming a little later this hour, and let me see if I can find a linear way to explain it. And I figured it out. I don't have to do the old switcheroo Republicans and Democrats. Why some Democrats? Woo! I got a watch using my hands like that. I hit the mic stand, so I'll keep my hands in my lap and say it this way. Why some Democrats might be calling the editorial endorsement for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate by the Charlotte Disturber racist. That's coming up a little later. Right now, back to the president, and it's not so much that the president is really the center of attention, and I think that that's what he's got going for him. Quite frankly, I think other politicians, metaphorically speaking, would kill to have the type of impact Donald John Trump has on the American scene, good, bad, or indifferent. I told you about how when Lyndon Johnson ascended to the presidency, he made sure the White House Communications Office produced a color documentary every week, 30 minutes, called The President. I don't know many stations aside from Channel 6 Austin, Texas, which then went by the call letters KLBJ, that ran that thing, but it was there, and that was part of Johnson wanted to dominate the landscape. Donald Trump does it just by being Donald Trump. And he also does some things. Last hour it was on tweets and this hour, continuing with what the president did yesterday and what he had to say about it as he was getting on Air Force One at Joint Base Andrews to fly out west. And you may have seen that the president used his power of pardon and commutation on behalf of 11 Americans rather than give you the litany of the close to half dozen. Let me simply concentrate on one guy with whom I served in Congress. And no, the guy is not an angel. What was that whole, remember the cheesy movie, the 1930s flick that was featured in Home Alone, which wasn't really a movie? Angels with Dirty Souls. Well, this guy ain't exactly the cleanest of politicians. but he has a great head of hair. Even having been in the slammer for 8 years without Grecian formula, it's now gone gray, but he still has plenty of it. That would be former Illinois congressman and former former Illinois governor Rod Blagojevich. Yesterday, the president commuted his sentence since he's served 8 years. Here's what the president had to say, and this is an audible, so skilled engineer, I am looking for cut six.
We have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. He served 8 years in jail. It's a long time, and I watched his wife on television. I don't know him very well. I met him a couple of times. He was on for a short while of The Apprentice years ago. Seemed like a very nice person. Don't know him. But he served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with the sentence. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican. It was a prosecution by the same people, Comey, Fitzpatrick, the same group, very far from his children. They're growing older. They're going to high school now, and they rarely get to see their father outside of an orange uniform. I saw that, and I did commute his sentence.
Yeah, so he gave you the whole story, but kind of sandwiched in there. It was the same crowd, Comey, and the president said Fitzpatrick. He meant Fitzgerald. And remember Fitzgerald from that whole special prosecutor thing during the George W. Bush administration? And the leaker and all that mess that turned out to be a whole bunch of nothing. So the president gets in against all that. So Blagojevich, freed from the slammer, one of those minimum security federal prisons, I guess, in Colorado, he is going to get on a plane in Denver. And all the Chicago crews grab flights out to Denver to catch up with Blagojevich. And here is what Rod Blagojevich told Channel 2 Chicago last night. Cut five.
I speak for Patty, for my daughters Amy and Annie, and for me when I express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump for doing what he did. He didn't have to do this. He's a Republican president. I was a Democratic governor. And my fellow Democrats don't treat him very good.
To the point where Blagojevich signals his gratitude to President Trump for exercising his constitutional authority and springing him from the slammer with clemency. You can't get those 8 years back, but it seems that Rod has a new take on things. Not only does he say that his Democrat friends, quote, don't treat him very good, speaking of the president of the United States, but he also said this off camera. They were asked, well, where are you now politically? And Rod Blagojevich, raised in the ward-healing hothouse of Democrat Chicago Cook County politics and all that that engendered, Rod Blagojevich now says, well, I guess you'd call me a Trump-o-crat. So let's add this to the mix. Submitted for discussion earlier this morning, the president's tweets, which leave the nation a Twitter, but also the whole notion that this president, like Ronald Reagan, is going to get a whole bunch of Democrat votes. Trump-o-crats. Despite the malarkey in the Charlotte Disturber, do you find yourself now a Trump-o-crat? When we come back, we've got calls, including my old buddy Marshall from Asheboro and Buddy up in Boone, and you too. It's JD for Vince. Stay with me.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Toll free from any place, 1-800-928-1110, Charlotte vicinity 704-570-1110. Guest host J.D. Hayworth on the Vince Coakley program. And my old pal, he used to hang his hat in Arizona, but he's back in Asheboro, Marshall. Welcome to the program.
Guest.
Hey, pal.
You're the guest host. I'm the guest guest.
That's true. You are a guest guest. Go right ahead, sir.
What was the name of Donald Trump's big book? You remember that?
The big book. Well, I remember what burst on the scene, The Art of the Deal, it was called. Yes.
The Art of the Deal, and that has a very interesting similarity to another book regarding strategy and tactics about 2,500 years old called The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Oh, yes, Sun Tzu.
If you look at Trump's tweets and his actions and listen to this one paragraph, you'll begin to understand some things. Here's the paragraph, 2,500 years old. If your enemy is secure at all points, be prepared for him. If he is superior in strength, evade him. If your opponent is temperamental, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak that he may grow arrogant. If he's taking his ease, give him no rest. If his forces are united, separate them. If sovereign and subject are in accord, put division between them. Attack him where he is unprepared. Appear where you are not expected. Tweets make a lot of sense when you start viewing them like that.
Yeah, so the tweets are an extension of Sun Tzu's Art of War, and the president uses them both to persuade and cajole, and I guess the new term, metaphorically speaking, Marshall, is to make the heads of the leftist and their media lackeys explode.
And he seems to be doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Marshall, it's so good to hear from you, man. Thanks for calling in. Prepositional phrases, something's... I don't mean to go Joe Biden on you, pal, but I'm glad to hear from you. And thank you for checking in from Asheboro. Oh, Joe checked in via social media. She says her vote is for the tweeter-in-chief. In other words, she's grooving on President Trump using Twitter. But let's find out the perspective of Buddy checking in this morning from Boone. Man, Buddy, it's great to have you calling from Watauga County. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I like his tweets. I think they accomplish a myriad of things that we have no idea. We see it on the surface, stuff that's there, but he's learning about people's motivations and who's saying what and why, because he stepped into a situation with so many unknowns and so many embedded people that you didn't know what their loyalties were. And you learn a lot about people when you make them uncomfortable. And you knew that when you played ball. There were things your coach said and did, and you're going, what's this got to do with first and 10? We got to find out where folks stand and how they are. I think this stuff with Barr, you don't think he and Barr talk on the side? This was just something to see who's saying what behind the scenes, because he hasn't rooted out everybody yet in every situation.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because, again, getting on the plane yesterday, the president passing says, yeah, sometimes I'll say things and they'll show up in the press and I kind of have an idea of who it is. And I guess they ended up taking the lady out of the National Security Council and they're going to punt her over to the Department of Energy. But right. She allegedly is the author, anonymous, who wrote all that hoo-ha about how Donald Trump signals the end of the age or some sort. In other words, just another uncomplimentary book about President Trump. So, Buddy, I think there is a lot to what you say, and you've been watching closely in Watauga County, and we thank you very, very much for your call. So two very good calls on how this president operates. My only lament is that when you get to Washington, the obsequiousness of the bureaucratic class and the hangers-on and staffers is in full view. And what I lament is the fact that he initially hired a lot of folks who seemed to have more of an allegiance towards George W. Bush than one Donald John Trump. And indeed, if you take a look at some of the problems, the guys who have left in a huff and mouth off, they're doing it because their loyalties were not to the president. Now, you can say, and I know they never, well, Congressman, their loyalties were to the country. Oh, really? And what was that deal that came up about just last week? General Kelly coming to the defense of Lieutenant Colonel Flounder, and then John Bolton with the throwback walrus mustache. What, he was over at Duke last night, bad mouthing the president, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, he's trying to sell books. But the thing that got me, in fact, it was reported the president says to General Kelly, and of course he brought General Kelly over from being Secretary of Homeland Security, brought him into the White House as Chief of Staff, and they put Kirstjen Nielsen, another Bushy, in that job. And the president, oh great, you gave me another Bush person, another open borders guy. And what I thought spoke volumes was when General Kelly, when the president decides to crack down, his first stop is to run to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus about how he knows they must feel. What are you talking about, man? We don't need that lying Paul Ryan open borders tripe. You serve the president at the president's pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And yeah, I don't know if Twitter is a device that takes the place of that three-level 3D chess we saw in the second Star Trek pilot. If you're hip to that, you remember Marshall will know because he's a big Trekker. But the president has flushed out a lot of people, and maybe flush is the right term. One other thing I want to get into here, regardless of the president's tweets about legal decisions, a lady who hung her shingle out up in Asheville, and you see her a lot on cable TV, and she is there defending General Flynn and others. Here is what Asheville-based defense attorney Sidney Powell said Friday night on the Fox News Channel. This is Cut 7.
Well, there is an immediate and urgent need to restore the application of the rule of law, which means it has to be applied equally regardless of political party. I think that is what Attorney General Barr realizes has to be done for the public to have any trust in the FBI or the Department of Justice ever again.
Nothing short of the rule of law is at stake. A minute remains. That minute belongs to Sean in Charlotte. Sean, welcome to the program.
J.D., let me just say it right quick because you gave my thought. If he wants the rule of law, if you just made that comment, he wants the rule of law, what did he just pardon? How many criminals did he just pardon if he wanted to be a rule of law? This president is a criminal. You don't want a minute. You want to spin around to all these little windows. I'm not saying,
Sean, let me respond because time grows short. How do you account for the criminals and the terrorists that President Obama pardoned? Does that make him a criminal and terrorist too?
He didn't pardon no criminals.
Yes, he did. He pardoned drug dealers and criminals, and he even pardoned a terrorist. But you're not going to call him a criminal or a terrorist. Both presidents use their pardon power. Case closed. Thanks for calling, Sean. Coming back after this.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Toll free from any place, especially the upstate of South Carolina, 1-800-928-1110. or from Charlotte in vicinity, 704-570-1110. It's J.D. for Vince on the Vince Coakley radio program. And let me thank Marshall and Buddy and Sean for weighing in and that brisk debate with Sean. Unfortunately, the clock and what we have to do got in the way. But let me just say it this way. A president has pardon power, and that is constitutional. And oftentimes it seems that our objections break down along partisan lines. Sean was none too happy with Donald Trump when I pointed out a couple of Mr. Obama's choices for pardons or commutations. He took issue with that. But I tell you, we'll take it back to Jimmy Carter, because I can when I would sit in Congress and I'd sit at the designated desk for the majority leader. They only have a couple of desks in the House chamber, and they're for leadership on both sides of the aisle. And I'd sit there on the Republican side at that desk, and you open the drawer, and there are bullet holes in there from where a group of Puerto Rican nationalists came in and started shooting up a session of Congress. And the bullet hole is right there. And that's even separate from the attack when Harry Truman was in the Blair House while the White House was being remodeled, and another group of Puerto Rican separatists came in and started, well, they wanted to kill the president. Now, Jimmy Carter pardoned some of those people. I didn't agree with that. But a president's pardon power is absolute. Something I promised, and I'm going to get to it here because I promised you, and I'm a recovering congressman. I keep my promises. The financially challenged Charlotte Disturber, in cooperation with likewise financially challenged Raleigh Nudes and Disturber, now collaborate on editorials and political endorsements. Why? Well, they just combined the staffs because, as we know, McClatchy has filed bankruptcy. And this editorial about, as the headline reads, our endorsement for the U.S. Senate Democratic primary in North Carolina. Well, it's a little problematic. There are five people running. The Disturber settles on three, State Senator Erica Smith, former State Senator Cal Cunningham, and Mecklenburg County Commissioner Trevor Fuller. Now, two of those folks, Senator Smith and Commissioner Fuller, happen to be African-American. Cal Cunningham happens to be Caucasian. In fact, wouldn't that be wild? Caucasian Cal Cunningham is spending lots of money. But it's very interesting how the Disturber, to be politically correct, slices off all this rhetorical flattery for the two African-American candidates that it chooses not to endorse. For example, they combine praise for Smith and Cunningham since they have personal narratives that should appeal to NC voters, both have rural background and self-made successes outside of politics. Smith is an engineer and public school teacher, Cunningham as an environmental business owner and U.S. Army Reserve member. Both have been capable state lawmakers, da-da-da. Okay. The big paragraph, one thing I'll say for the Charlotte Disturber, they know home cooking. The lefties on the editorial board save a full paragraph of praise for Commissioner Trevor Fuller. Quote, Fuller, who is serving his third term on the Mecklenburg Board of County Commissioners, might have the most significant policy achievement. His successful efforts to provide pre-K to all Mecklenburg children were an important step in addressing economic mobility issues and show the kind of patience, deliberateness, and political savvy critical for any successful United States Senator. Fuller is far from a one-issue candidate, however. Like Smith and Cunningham, the Charlotte attorney displays a thoughtful grasp of issues and an on-the-ground knowledge of how policy in Washington affects people in North Carolina communities. Wow, that is such a slice of praise. You would think the Disturber would say, let's go with a hometown guy, the Mecklenburg County Commissioner, Trevor Fuller. You would be wrong. Again, more verbal tranquilizers. Policy differences are healthy and reflect the diversity of the Democratic Party in North Carolina. So they talk about diversity, but then, surprise, surprise, this is I'm just doing what a Democrat argument would be. Since I'm told because I want to enforce the borders, and I believe everybody should have a fair chance, not based on the color of their skin, but the content of their character. Thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But now, when you say, hey, color shouldn't matter, well, that makes you racist. So I just thought I'd do that politically correct mantra. The disturber comes out for the white guy, Cal Cunningham. Cunningham offers a wider appeal, a diverse coalition of supporters, and the most well-funded Democratic campaign. So I'm sure the editorial board of the Disturber would just tell you, well, it's not black or white, it's green. I mean, Big Daddy George Soros must be given to Cal. I think that's what Tom with an H, Tillis, as the H, of course, stands for, have you sent me a check for the campaign? I get these emails from Tom Tillis all the time. And if you're with me Friday afternoon on WBT, I was sharing one going, oh, no, now George Soros is given to one of my opponents. My broader point is this. Man, the Charlotte Disturber, you played a game. We knew you were going to come out for Cal Cunningham. And were I a Democrat, I guess I'd have license to call you racist. Not that you necessarily are, but hey, that's just the way political debate goes right now. There is so much more ahead, and we will have it for you. It is JD in for Vince Coakley on the Vince Coakley radio program. Stay tuned.
Is the Vince Coakley radio program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.